Okay, I've played tennis since I was 7 years old, and I've been a fan ever since. So the arrival of an Association of Tennis Professionals, or ATP, tour event in my hometown was a dream come true. And, as I quickly found out, it was also an opportunity to learn more about the sport I love. Turns out that the tour has changed a lot since the open era began back in 1968. It allowed amateurs and pros to enter tournaments and actually make a living off their earnings. At the Winston-Salem Open, I caught up with American tennis star and world number 29, Sam Querrey, shortly after his three-set, third-round win over Jarkko Nieminen. The 25-year-old's career earnings are fast approaching the $5 million mark. Querrey says being a pro on the ATP Tour today is a lot more than just walking out on the court and playing a match at noon.
You know, I wake up at 8, you know, make sure you have a healthy breakfast, come over to the court, stretch, warm up the body, practice, warm up, you know, come back, cool down. You know, go out and play the match. And afterwards, you know, I travel with Casey Cordial, who's a chiropractor, and we'll get on the table and do massage, Grassen, acupuncture. You know, there's a lot of work that goes on, you know, just making your body feel good.
According to Querrey, the increased physical training and demands of today's game make the need for treatment off the court stronger than ever.
It's a big part of the game now. A lot of guys are doing it. And you see guys now that are having great results in their 30s. So, you know, I hope that's me, so I hope I've got another 10 years out here, and I hope this can help.
The 6'6" Californian is known for his powerful forehands and booming serves that routinely clock in at over 120 miles per hour. That's a stat not lost on today's ball boys.
I've been hit right in the side, and it was by Burdich last year. I'm pretty sure it's over in the 111.
That was Winston-Salem Open ball boy Jay Gregg. He says dodging balls is just one challenge the modern game presents him and his colleagues. For the players he serves, like Querrey, securing endorsement deals and the potential for million-dollar annual earnings on tour can lead to some dicey on-court situations for ball boys.
When they're mad, you want to give them their space, and that's a little tough to do when they want their towel. And sometimes they take it out on you, like they take their anger out on you, and they'll like scream towel at you, and you just got to know that they're not mad at you, and that's kind of mental to deal with.
The professional tennis players visiting Winston-Salem are once again giving the Open high marks. Sam Querrey calls it the best ATP 250 event all season, complimenting the staff, facilities, locker rooms, and food provided to the players. Pulling off a tour event of this size truly does take a village. This year's event utilized more than 700 volunteers. For Winston-Salem Open board member Dr. Harold Pollard, it's a year-round commitment, building community support and laying the groundwork for the tournament. For the week of the Winston-Salem Open, the OBGYN is essentially on call for tennis 24/7. I found Pollard on the tennis tournament grounds with a wet towel draped around his neck. He'd been busy drying off tennis courts all afternoon.
Most of us out here by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're here until they stop, finish play. Some other night was 1:30. And we do whatever we need to do. Yeah, we'll do greeting at the front gate. We just had a rain delay, so we spent the last 30 minutes getting the courts dried with squeegees and blow dryers. If fans or sponsors need things, we try to meet their needs. Players, we try to support in any way we can. Mostly it's do everything on site with a smile, whatever you need to do.
Pollard enjoys the energy and enthusiasm that the Open brings to the community. As a board member, he also appreciates the economic impact of the tournament and the exposure it provides Winston-Salem. This year's event is expected to bring in nearly $5 million, and television coverage by ESPN, the Tennis Channel, and CBS extends to 120 different countries. David Ford, WFDD News.